This is St. Louis Public Radio. Daniel Gonzalez has been focused on uncovering forgotten narratives since he became the St. Louis County historian about a year and a half ago. One of those stories is the subject of an academic publication that he's working on about 18th and 19th century Mexican immigration to St. Louis. He sat down with St. Louis Public Radio's Jenny Simone Casas to explain what brought in and drove out the region's Mexican residents.
Beginning in the 1870s, St. Louis is looking to recover from the Civil War. So they look to the Southwest as a place to build trade. They find in the Diaz regime in Mexico a willing partner. And so St. Louis develops the largest trading relationship with Mexico of any city in the country. And it had real implications of developing not just those trading ties, but physical ties in the form of railroad routes. And those railroad routes can move goods, but they can also move people, and that's what happened.
Okay, so we have this burgeoning community. We have a lot of people coming. St. Louis is excited about welcoming them.
In this early period, you have folks who are coming who are primarily wealthy, educated, and who provide some opportunities for folks in St. Louis to develop economically. After the Mexican Revolution begins in 1910, you have folks who are coming who are refugees fleeing violence. So these are no longer rich, aristocratic individuals. These are poor folks who are struggling. That is where you see the development of negative attitudes, of prejudices toward these new communities.
What happens in 1929? Where does that shift start triggering deportations and forced repatriations?
Yeah, so the breaking moment really is the stock market crash of 1929 as unemployment skyrockets. Suddenly, these newcomers are perceived as taking opportunities away from U.S. citizens. We have records of the Mexican consulate, and they discuss huge numbers of unemployment and an expression by employers that they preferred to hire white U.S. citizens or other white immigrants over Mexicans. So a lot of times we use the term repatriation, and it implies sort of a voluntary decision. And while technically in St. Louis, these are almost all voluntary decisions to leave, it's important to note that this is a coercive sort of repatriation. They couldn't work. They were facing hostility from the state. And so in this environment, they're presented with an opportunity to get on a train for discounted fare and return home. So all of this combines to really accelerate a massive exodus of this new Mexican community in St. Louis.
How has that legacy, what happened almost 100 years ago, impacted St. Louis's relationship to today's Mexican immigrant population?
Well, I think it's difficult to know what the Mexican community might have been like had so many not been forced to leave in this time period. After the repatriations in the 1930s, you really didn't see that community rebound. So underrepresentation of Latinos that we see in St. Louis has some roots in this early time period and has implications for ethnic diversity in St. Louis.
How does looking at the 1920s mirror what we're seeing today?
History has guide for us about what was done in the past and what the consequences of those things were. Today we have a growing Latino community, and if we want to be a welcoming place that really includes everyone's story in the larger story that we tell about ourselves, then we have to talk about what happened and how this first wave of Mexican immigration to the region occurred and ended.